Hi people, and welcome to my show. Thank you for tuning in, and let me know what you think about Christianity versus the coronavirus, because I feel we should trust in the Lord to make things happen and to enable a better lifestyle for everyone else, and get closer to the Lord in whatever means possible. So let me know what you think. Join my group and let's have an open discussion whether you agree or not. It will be entirely up to you, because my opinion might be very different. And my opinion might impact very different. So what are your views about coronavirus? And how is it impacted upon your life? And how does it make you feel regarding losing a family member? And how has the virus affected you? And how has it affected your family members and the people that's close to you? How are you coping with the corona outbreak? And what necessarily measures do we have to take besides being clean, besides being avoiding people with that are feeling ill and not feeling too well? What should we do as a community to build up our resistance against the disease? Well, my solution may be different to that of yours. As I believe, as a Christian, I have the right to be protected under the blood of the Lamb. So if you have a different opinion, please call and let me know. Let me just enable the calling button. Yes, it is. So please call and let me know, what do you think about the coronavirus and how has it impacted upon your life? Because really, I've seen a couple of people that do have coronavirus, and it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. I'm also regularly on Facebook, and I find that African Americans are more susceptible to it. Well, I'm living in South Africa, in a place called Pretoria in Gauteng. It's now known as Tshwane. And yeah, there are a lot of African people living here in crowded squatter camps and in crowded villages and places like that. And I would like to know, how do we protect those citizens from not getting the virus? Where's the government should really... Whereas the public of South Africa should really get an interesting point of view on how this situation should be handled. For instance, this lockdown, by adding 2 weeks more, is not going to curb the virus. I don't believe in that, because new cases come every day. And the police is rather harsh with the people, as I've seen from most videos and personal experience. So how do we get past this coronavirus thing? Do you have any suggestions? Do you have suggestions where we can talk about it and discuss what are the measures? Because if I look at it, if we go down on our knees and pray to the Lord, then He is faithful to heal our land of this disease and make us whole again. So how do we get over this disease, and how do we, or this virus, and how do we get back to normal life? So let's get real on Sesame and let's find out what's it all about. All right, I'm waiting for your calls. And if you can call, well, please let me know. And then we can talk about this. Okay.